This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House urged Chinese President Xi Jinping on Monday to use his visit to Moscow this week to tell Russian President Vladimir Putin to respect Ukraine's sovereignty and end Russia's war against Ukraine. John Kirby, the White House national security spokesman, told reporters the United States is concerned that Xi, currently on a trip to Moscow, will reiterate calls for a ceasefire that would leave Russian forces inside Ukrainian sovereign territory.
And we encourage President Xi to press President Putin directly on the need to respect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The world and China's neighbors will certainly be watching closely.
Kirby said Xi should speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky about the impact of the war on Ukraine. With a warrant issued Friday by the International Criminal Court, the European Union's top diplomat Monday called for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be arrested for committing war crimes in Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Moscow immediately dismissed the warrant as irrelevant because Russia is no longer a signatory to the treaty that created the ICC. But the EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, told reporters Monday the warrant is certainly valid elsewhere.
If he travels to one of the members of this international agreement, he should be immediately arrested.
In light of the warrant, Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis said the warrant also cast Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow Monday in a different light.
Well, visiting a war criminal brings a different light to the whole visit.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
New York police tightened security Monday ahead of the expected historic indictment of Donald Trump over hush money paid to a porn actress. This is VOA News. A student was killed in Kenya on Monday in clashes between security forces and demonstrators who were protesting the high cost of living, last year's election, and the alleged corruption in the government of President William Ruto. Mohammed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Protester Petit Musa says the Ruto government must prove it won the election fairly. He says we want the manual and electoral presidential results to be released so that we can tell whether this Ruto government is legitimate. President Ruto defeated his main challenger Raila Odinga in the August presidential election by a narrow margin. The Kenyan Supreme Court ruled that there was insufficient evidence to prove that the election was rigged. Odinga maintains that the Electoral Commission wrongfully denied him the presidency. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Businesses were closed in South Africa on Monday as thousands took to the streets for a protest against a lack of jobs and the worst power outages on record. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Thousands of protesters marched through South Africa's cities on Monday. They're calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to resign over a lack of jobs and electricity.
We want our electricity back. We want our job back. We want our South Africa back.
A third of South Africans are currently out of work. At the same time, state utility company Exxon is implementing the worst blackouts on record, known locally as load shedding, leaving households in the dark for up to 10 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The cast from the television show Ted Lasso visited the White House for a talk with President Joe Biden about mental health. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Coach Lasso? The podium is yours.
I appreciate it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Jason Sudeikis was in the briefing room next to castmates, including Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent. They're promoting mental health as a part of overall health and the importance of seeking help despite the stigma.
Doesn't need to be that way.
Sudeikis did have some fun.
Yes, sir. Your familiar face. Hi.
Taking one question from a packed room.
Trent Crim. Fake journalist.
Castmate James Lance was standing among the real ones. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Police in the U.S. state of Texas say one student was fatally shot and another injured when a third student opened fire outside a Dallas area high school Monday morning before being arrested on murder charges. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.